感谢神，再一次让我们可以一起来到神的家中敬拜。
Praise the Lord that we can come here again to worship Him.
看到中英文堂的弟兄姐妹都可以在一起，是非常的高兴。
Now again, I can see both brothers, the brothers and sisters from both service can be here together. I'm very happy.
也借着刚才的诗歌，再一次提醒我们。
Also through the songs we sang earlier to remind us again.
即使在失望、痛苦、重担压肩头的时候
，Even though we're being heavily burdened with all the things we're facing，
我们仍然有神是我们随时的帮助。
We still have God, who's the everlasting and steadfast help in our life.
神会提升我们的生命。
God will lift our lives up.
首先，在今天聚会开始之前，我想请问一下。在你一生当中，你最希望能遇见谁
？Now, before I start, I want to ask all of you a question. In your whole life, who would you like to see the most?
这张照片是五十多年前的照片。
This photo has been taken 50 some years ago.
在幼稚园放学的时候。
So after the school from the kindergarten.
我和另外两个邻居的小朋友，经过台北总统府的前面。
Me and two other friends from my neighbors, we were passing the presidential buildings in Taipei.
忽然就看见一大堆警车跟摩托车来到面前。
Suddenly, we see a large group of police car and motorcycles passing in front of us.
把所有的人跟车子都赶到路边去。
They gradually guide all the pedestrians and all the cars toward the side.
却把我坐的三轮车叫到前面。
But they waved us our rickshaw in front of them.
然后就从车子里面走出了一个高大的美国人。
And suddenly somebody stepped out of a car and he's very tall, American.
那旁边还有一个笑容满面的一个长辈。
And next to him there is a senior who has a smiley face.
美国人就和我们一一握手。
So that American just shake our hands with each one of us.
然后送给了我们每个人一张卡片。
And also give each one of us a card.
这个就是那时候的我。
That's him, 50 some years ago, historical moment.
然后记者来到我们家的时候。
So later when the reporter came to our home.
我才知道这个美国人是当时的美国副总统詹森。
I then realized that that American was the Vice President of the United States, Johnson.
这个长辈是中华民国的副总统陈诚。
And the senior next to him was the Vice President of Republic of China, 陈诚。
所以后来我的父母就把照片跟那个邀请卡都放在相框里，挂在我们家庭的客厅。
So later on, my parents had put that the invitation card he gave us, and also that this photo framed it in a picture frame and put it hanging at the living room.
所以我从小的梦想就是拿着这张卡片去美国白宫找美国总统。
So the dream I had since I was young was to hold on to that invitation card and go to the White House one day to visit the United States president.
不久之后，甘乃迪总统遇刺。
Soon after, President Kennedy was assassinated.
詹森副总统也变成了美国的总统。
And the Vice President Johnson also became a president.
但是等我长大来了美国以后，詹森总统早就已经去世了。
But years later, after I finally came to the United States, the President Johnson has passed away many years ago.
台湾的天气潮湿，我们家的那张照片跟邀请卡早就没烂了。
Well, you know, Taiwan's weather is pretty damp, so that invitation card and that photo has already been molded and falling apart.
我来美国已经超过三十年了。
I've been here for more than 30 years.
到现在还没有去过白宫。
Even till now, I still haven't had a chance to visit the White House.
这张照片我是在网络上找到的。
This photo has actually been found through the internet.
虽然和詹森总统的相遇是偶然的巧合
，Even though the way I met President Johnson was a chance's opportunity，
是一个非常特殊的经历
，It was a very unique experience。
但是他并不认识我
，But But he didn't know me.
我们之间也没有任何的关系。
And between us, we have no relationship.
但是我们今天要看的圣经故事却是描述一个被社会所唾弃的人。
And today, the Bible story we're studying is talking about a person being outcast by his community.
却因为遇见了耶稣，他的生命发生了180度的转变。
Because his chances of meeting Jesus, his life has had a 180 degrees a change.
在开始之前，让我们先做一个祷告。
Before we start, let's continue to pray.
至高全能爱我们的天父。
Our holy and loving Father.
你为了要拯救我们，竟然差遣你的爱子耶稣成为人的样式。
In order to save us, you have sent your one and only Son, your loving Son, to come to save us.
就是为了要寻找拯救我们这些失丧的人。
In order to seek and to find and rescue us, all of us, lost souls.
我们就求主，你借着今天这一个故事。
Lord, please through today's story.
让我们看到，不论我们生命的光景如何。
Let us see that no matter how our life turns out to be,
你都以无比的大爱来爱我们。
You will always be there to love us tremendously.
就让我们的生命能够不断地被你来改变。
So just like, please allow our life to be continually changed by you.
让我们都能够彰显你自己的荣耀。
Let us through our deeds can glorify you.
我们这样子的感恩祈求，侍奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.Amen.
好，让我们打开圣经，翻到新约圣经的路加福音第十九章。
Let us open our Bible and let's turn to the New Testament, Luke's chapter 19.
我们可以从第一节念到第三节上半。
Let's start reading from verse 1 to the first half of the verse 3.
仍然用你自己习惯的语言。
Let us use our native language.
翻到以后我们可以开始。
Once you get to that page, we're going to start reading together.
耶稣进了耶利哥，正经过的时候，
entered Jericho,
有一个人名叫撒该，
and behold,
做
税吏长，
是个财主。
Zacchaeus,
他要看看
he was a chief tax collector and was rich, and he was seeking to see who Jesus was. Okay.
这里提到一个人，名字叫做撒该。
Here, 我常 talked about a person's name as Zacchaeus.
有的时候不小心就会念成该杀。
If you're not careful, you will read it like a, you know, with a rhyme of being killed.
他应该是耶利哥城国税局的局长。
He should be as a similar to the local commissioner of the IRS.
当时犹太地区是在罗马帝国的统治之下。
At that time, you know, Jewish was ruled by the Roman Empire.
所以撒该他的责任就是向他自己的百姓抽税，然后交给罗马政府。
Well, what Zacchaeus' job is to collect taxes from his own people and to turn the tax to the Roman government.
但是当时的官员跟现今官员一样，我们常常说无官不贪。
At that time, the tax collectors, similar to today's, you know, in some situation that they always want to take extra than they should.
特别是当时抽税的人，他们都会向百姓多取。
Especially as a tax collector at that time, they usually collect more taxes.
然后将多余的钱放进自己的腰包。
And they pocket the difference.
所以国税局长当然是一个肥缺。
Of course, at that position, the commissioner of the IRS was a very juicy job.
可以从中取利，中饱私囊。
You can really get rich through that position.
所以在这个经文里面说，该杀他是一个财主。
So in our verses, it says that Zacchaeus was a rich person.
感谢主，你们都还醒着。
So I'm glad that everybody's awake.
虽然，所以我们就可以知道他的财富大部分是用不道德的方法取来的。
So we can see that his fortune was probably all through that kind of immoral method.
那这样一个财主，他为什么想要看耶稣是谁呢？
Now this kind of person, why does he want to see who Jesus was?
如果我们翻到前面路加福音十八章，
If we turn to the previous chapter, Luke's chapter 18,
在三十五节的时候说到说耶稣还将近耶利哥城的时候，还没有进入耶利哥城之前。
Well, on verse 35, it mentioned about when Jesus was approaching Jericho, but not entering into that town yet.
他遇到了一位坐在路边讨饭的瞎子。
He met a blind person who was sitting by the roadside begging.
瞎子听见耶稣经过的时候，就不顾别人的拦阻，大声地呼喊耶稣。
So, when he heard Jesus is passing by, without being stopped by people who were rebuking him to keep quiet, and then shouted at Jesus.
怜悯人的耶稣就叫瞎子过来。
So this merciful Jesus asked the blind person to approach him.
然后问他说，你要我为你做什么？
Then Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you?
瞎子说，主啊，我要干嘛？瞎子要干嘛？当然是要看见。
This blind person says, Lord, so what do you think he wants? Of course, he wants to say, please let me recover my sight.
耶稣的回答是什么？
What was Jesus' answer?
你可以看见。
Yes, you may see.
你的什么？信救了你。
Your faith has made you well.
这里的信，当然是瞎子对耶稣的信心。
Of course, the faith we talk about here is really the faith this blind person has with Jesus.
他相信耶稣有能力，必定可以全然的医治他。
He really believed Jesus' mighty power that can completely heal you. Hear him.
结果，瞎子不但看见，也跟随了耶稣。
So not only this blind person can see, but also he decided to follow Jesus.
连周围看见这件神迹的人也都将荣耀归给神。
Even the people around him, they saw this miracle, they also turned this glory to God.
自然这件事情很快的就传遍了耶利哥全城。
Of course, this incident has really spread throughout the Jericho.
撒该他眼睛没有瞎。
You know, Zacchaeus, his eye was not blind.
他也是财主，他不需要坐在路边讨饭。
He was also a rich person. He didn't have to beg on the roadside.
但是他却因为经常欺诈别人。
But because of he keep conning people's money.
我相信他手下的官员也都不喜欢他。
I believe all the people who worked under him didn't like him.
当人人都厌恶你的时候，你知道你拥有再多的财富，你的心灵仍然是充满了孤单和空虚。
You know, when everybody around you hated you, no matter how much fortune you have, it cannot fill the void of the loneliness and emptiness in your heart.
撒该相信，耶稣既然能够使瞎眼的看见。
You know, Zacchaeus believed that if the God can make the blind see,
也必定能医治他的心灵。
Must be able to heal his heart.
耶稣也曾说，心灵贫乏的人有福了。
Jesus also said that blessed are the poor in spirit.
因为天国是他们的。
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
其实我们每一个人都被罪捆绑。
Actually, each one of us are all bounded by sin.
我们没有能力自己拯救自己。
We really don't have the ability to save ourselves.
只有当我们承认自己心里空虚贫乏，
Only when we admit to ourselves that we are empty and we are poor in spirit,
愿意来到耶稣的面前，
We're willing to come in front of Jesus,
就可以领受到主耶稣无比的大爱。
We can experience his tremendous love,
因为耶稣基督是我们生命中唯一的盼望。
Because he is the only hope in our life.
撒该渴望和耶稣相遇。
You know, Zacchaeus really eager to meet with Jesus.
但是 想看耶稣凑热闹的人实在太多了。
But people who want to see Jesus are plenty.
这个撒该偏偏是一个矮个子。
Well, he happened to be pretty short in stature.
人缘又不好。
And did that wasn't popular.
所以大家都把他挤在后面。
So everybody squeezed him out, so he was on the back.
所以他当然看不见耶稣。
I thought he couldn't see it from where he was.
但是撒该并没有因此而放弃。
But you know, he didn't give up because of that.
让我们一起来念第三章第三节的下半，一直到第五节。
Let us read together from the second half of the verse 3 to verse 5.
只因人多，他的身量又大。
But on account of the crowd, he could not.
所以不得看见。
Because he was small in stature, so he went on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him. For he was about to pass that way. And then when Jesus came to the place, and he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. Today we have a lot of youth among us. I don't know if any one of you still climbing trees.
如果你喜欢爬树的，请举一下手。
If you climb trees, please raise your hand.
好。
Raise higher.
师母第一个就举手了。
Okay, you notice that my wife, sister Feng Mei, raised her hands first.
因为她是属猴的。
You know why? Because she was born in the year of monkey.
她从小就喜欢爬树去摘水果。
Since she was young, she loved to climb tree to pick the fruit.
牧师不是鼓励大家去爬树。
Now, I'm not encouraging to go climb trees, okay?
其实爬树是蛮危险的，对不对？
Actually, it can be a dangerous activity.
你爬得越高，摔下来就摔得越惨。
The higher you climb, the heavier you can fall.
我自己就没有爬树的本事。
For me, I don't have the ability to climb trees.
虽然天生个子矮小，但是神却让撒该怎么样有爬树的本领。
Even though his stature was short,But God has given Zacchaeus ability to climb trees.
即使众人拦阻他，他仍然可以爬上树去看见耶稣。
So even though with other people stopping him, but he still was able to climb up to the tree and see Jesus.
皇天不负苦心人。
All his hard work has been paid off.
耶稣来到树下的时候，抬起头开始对他说话。
So when Jesus came to the tree and raised his head and
我们再来一起来念，耶稣对他说什么？他说
：“Let's read what Jesus said to him。”
撒该，快下来！今天我必住在你家里。
Jesus said, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, and I must stay at your house today.
主耶稣不但知道撒该的名字
，Not only Jesus know his name，
更知道撒该他心里的需要。
He also know the needs in his heart.
让我们感到特别奇怪的是，耶稣居然没有问撒该：“我可不可以住你家
？”It's interesting that you notice that Jesus never asked Zacchaeus, "May I stay in your home today?"
因为耶稣说他知道他是我们生命的主。
Because Jesus knows that He is the master of our life.
如果你是撒该，你听到耶稣对你这样讲，你的反应是什么？
If you were Zacchaeus, if you heard Jesus mention this to you, what would you say?
你是欢欢喜喜还是战惊惶恐呢？
Would you be happily, joyfully say yes, or would you be kind of scared?
耶稣不像我遇见的那位美国总统。
Well, Jesus was not like that president I met.
跟你握个手，留个名片就走了。
Shake your hand, leave your card, and left.
耶稣要住在他家，要跟撒该建立一个亲密个人的关系。
Jesus want to stay in his home and want to build a relationship with him.
因为耶稣应许我们，我们一起来念启示录三章二十节。
Because Jesus promised us, let's read Revelations 3:20.
看啊
，Behold,
我站在门外，
I stand at the door and knock.
若有听见我声音就开门的，
if anyone hears my voice and open the doors, I will come in with him and eat with him and he with me.
坐席。那我们继续来看六节到八节。
Let's continue to read verses 6 to 8.
我们一起来念。
Okay, so he hurried and come down and received him joyfully.
众人看见。
And when he saw it, that they were all grumbled.
他进到罪人家里去住。
He has gone in to be the guest of a man who is a sinner.
看到撒该他怎么样？什么态度？欢欢喜喜，而且急忙的从树上下来。
You notice Zacchaeus was joyfully and then came down and hurried to come in front of Jesus.
但是周围的人却什么？议论，私下议论纷纷。
But the people around him was grumbled, right?
他们在说什么？
What were they saying?
这位行神迹、教导别人的老师，竟然去住到罪人的家里。
How can this Jesus who performed miracles and taught so many people everywhere decided to go to a sinner's home to be his guest?
最近，我要是法国银行那个执行长正在被国会来审讯。
Lately, we all know that the Wells Fargo CEO has been interrogated by Congress.
因为他们为了虚报业绩，这个员工们怎么样？私自开了200个假的银行和信用卡的账户。
In order to boost their productivity, many staffs has actually falsified about 2 million account and also credit cards.
如果美国的候选人不管是川普或者是希拉瑞
，Imagine that our presidential candidates, whether it's Trump or Hillary.
如果曾经和这位执行长交往的话，那马上就会被新闻媒体大肆的来炒作。
If they are like staying together with the CEO, can you imagine how the media would jump all over that incident?
马上就会影响到他们政治的前途。
It would immediately affect their political future.
但是耶稣却不顾自己的名声。
But Jesus really didn't care about his own reputation.
为了人家所看不起的这位撒该，竟然愿意为了他的救恩而住进他的家里。
Even for this outcast, being looked down upon Zacchaeus, for his salvation, he's willing to stay in his home.
其实耶稣不是第一次做这件事，这样的事情。
Actually, this is not the first time God has done something like this.
在马太福音也记载，耶稣去呼召那个正在抽税的税吏马太。
Even in the book of Matthew, God has been calling the another tax collector named Matthew.
然后在马太家里和很多税吏罪人一起来吃饭。
Even went to Matthew's home to have a meal with all the sinners and the other tax collectors.
当时的宗教领袖法利赛人看到了，也批评耶稣。
At that time, those local religious leaders saw this happen, also criticized Jesus.
对耶稣的门徒说，你们的先生为什么和税吏并罪人一同吃饭呢？
They told his disciple that, why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?
让我们一同来念耶稣的回答。
Let us read together the Jesus reply.
健康的人用不着医生。
Jesus replied, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick, go and learn what that means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I come not to call the righteous, but sinners.
不论我们生命的光景如何，
no matter how our life is,
只要我们愿意认罪悔改，
as long as we're willing to repent and recognize our sin,
耶稣都会拯救我们。
God will always save us.
更让我们惊讶的是，刚和耶稣相遇的撒该。
What amazed us is the Zacchaeus who just met Jesus.
他的生命立刻就有了改变。
His life has 180 degrees changes.
让我们来一起来念第八节。
Let us read the verse 8.
撒该站着对主说，
Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold.
原来是经常诈骗钱财的撒该。
turns out that this person who's a fraudulent Zacchaeus.
他不但愿意拿出一半的财产来捐助穷人。
Not only is willing to take half of half his fortune to help the poor.
也愿意按照旧约律法的条例。
He was also willing to follow the law in the Old Testament.
对他所欺诈过的人做出四倍的赔偿。
So when you count somebody something, you're willing to pay four times as much as repentance.
因为遇见耶稣，撒该的生命改变了。
Because of meeting Jesus, his life has completely changed.
就像哥林多后书说的，若有人在基督里，他就是什么？新造的人。
Just like what it says on the second Corinthian, that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
旧事已过，都变成新的。
The old has passed away, behold, the new has come.
昨天有七位弟兄姐妹借着敬礼公开见证他们跟随耶稣的心志。
Yesterday, there were seven brothers and sisters has been baptized publicly and be a witness for Jesus Christ.
他们在神和众人面前诉说他们遇见主耶稣的经历。
They describe to us, among all of us, among friends and other people, that their experience of meeting God.
以及主耶稣怎么改变了他们的生命。
How God has changed their life.
当然我们不知道，当撒该他真的把一半分给穷人，又赔那些人四倍之后。
Of course, we really didn't know that whether Zacchaeus, after he split his fortune with poor and also paid people back four times if he defrauded them.
他会不会从原来的财主变成身无分文的穷光蛋？
Would he become a really poor person from a rich person?
但是我们可以确信，他渴望的是与耶稣同在的新生命。
But we can be sure that his desire to be with Christ with this new life.
主耶稣也说
，Of course, Jesus also said,
我们不要为自己积攒财宝在地上。
He said, do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth.
地上有虫子咬能锈坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。
Where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal.
这里告诉我们世上钱财都不能存到永远。
Here tell us, no matter how much fortune you have, you cannot keep it forever.
只有当我们的钱财用在神的国度里，
Only when we use it on God's kingdom,
它的价值才能存到永恒。
Then its value can be preserved forever.
感谢神，去年当我们买这间会堂的时候，
Praise the Lord, last year when we bought this building,
很多弟兄姐妹甘心乐意、慷慨地奉献。
There are so many brothers and sisters with their generosity and dedication to make these things happen.
就是要让神的家没有任何的缺乏。
In order to let God's kingdom without any lacking.
愿神纪念大家的付出跟辛劳。
May God really commemorate all of your dedication and generosity.
我们的计划是在明年六月先还清40万的贷款。
Our goal is before next June that we can pay off the 400,000 mortgage.
如果神让我们继续成长，我们也会继续我们的扩建计划。
If God allow us to continue expanding, then we'll continue with our expansion plan.
让我们可以有更多的教室，甚至于我们可以建造青少年的活动中心。
So we can have more classroom and even a youth activity center.
也请大家继续为教会财务上的需要来祷告。
Well, I really ask each one of you to continue praying for the financial needs of our church.
让我们一起来建造神的国度。
Let us to build God's kingdom together.
最后我们要念9-10节。
Now let's continue reading verse 9-10.
耶稣说， 今天
And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house. Since he also is a son of Abraham, for the son of Abraham, man came to seek and to save the world.
被人唾弃的撒该。耶稣不但住在他家里。
For this outcast Zacchaeus, not only Jesus stayed in his home,
还宣告说今天救恩临到这个家庭。
Also proclaimed that the salvation will bestowed upon his home.
因为耶稣称呼他为亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Because Jesus said he is the son of Abraham.
谁是亚伯拉罕的子孙呢？
So who is the son of Abraham?
从血统上来看，以色列人是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
You know, from bloodline that we can see that Israelis are the sons of Abraham.
因为神应许要赐给亚伯拉罕和他的子孙大国、大名和大福。
Because God has promised to Abraham that he and his children will have a great nation, a huge fame and abundant blessings.
而且要他们成为万国万民的祝福。
And also they will become the blessing of the whole world.
但是从救恩的角度来看。
But from the salvation point of view,
圣经告诉我们，凡效法亚伯拉罕，用信心来接受耶稣的人。
You know, Jesus has told us, as long as we like Abraham and we can accept Jesus Christ with our faith,
都跟撒该一样，可以成为亚伯拉罕的子孙。
We're all just like Zacchaeus, that we can become the son of Abraham.
只要我们愿意跟随耶稣属于基督的人
As long as we are willing to follow him and belong to him
都会和亚伯拉罕一起来领受神赐给我们丰盛的产业
We can all receive his abundant inheritance just like Abraham
亲爱的朋友们
My dear friend
如果你过去还没有机会认识耶稣基督
If you haven't had a chance to get to know this Jesus Christ
我相信神今天带领你来到我们中间。
I believe that today God has guided you to us.
不只是为了我们可以彼此认识，做个朋友。
It's not just for us to know each other and to become friends.
也不只是听听牧师讲道。
It's also not for just coming here to hear my sermon.
当我们来到神的家，就是与耶稣基督在爱中相遇。
When we come to Jesus' home, it's a chance for us to meet with Jesus Christ in love.
就如同这个故事中的撒该
Just like this story, today's story is Zacchaeus.
一起来享受神的同在。
We can really enjoy his presence.
让神来改变我们的生命。
To allow him to change our life.
十月份是教会的教牧感谢月。
In October, it's the month of... Pastoral Staff's Appreciation Month.
特别代表教牧同工，谢谢大家多年来对我们的关怀和支持。
Here, I, on behalf of our pastoral staff, want to thank each one of you for your kind attention and support.
虽然是出于神的呼召，我们仍然有很多软弱和不足的地方。
Even though we're all being from God's calling, we still have a lot of weaknesses and lacking.
不管我们在意见、看法或做事的方法不同
，Even though we may have different opinions, viewpoints, and different way of handling things，
但是在基督里，我们的目标、我们的方向以及侍奉的心智都和大家是一致的。
But in Christ, our direction, our goals, and our serving heart are all the same。
求神赐我们谦卑受教的心。
May God give us a humble and a teachable heart.
在圣灵的引导之下，保守教会的合一。
Through Holy Spirit's guidance, that we can really keep the church's unity.
今年是我们母会小斯顿戏剧中国教会成立25周年。
Today, this year is our parent church, West Houston Chinese Church's 25th anniversary.
在聚会结束之后。
After the end of our service,
大家可以一人领一本这个承先启后教会意向的小册子。
each family can get a booklet about the future visions.
教会也为大家预备了一个袋子。
And also our church also prepared a recycle bag.
你们可以每个主日背着这个袋子，把圣经放在里面。
So each Sunday you can always start using this to put your Bible in there and come to church.
让我们不要忘记教会的意向。
Don't forget our church's vision.
就是聚会结束之后，一家拿一份。
So after the after our meeting, each family please take one bulletin. Bullet.
昨天我也不幸接到一个通知。
Yesterday, unfortunately, I received a notice.
拓殖西区教会的黄继荣牧师。
The one that helps expanding the West Houston Chinese Church, the pastor Huang.
大家不要紧张。他的岳母将近100岁过世了。
His mother-in-law, not him, passed away.
在昨天礼拜五的时候过世。
At age 100, passed away on Friday.
黄师母多年帮助我们的儿童事工。
Mrs. Huang has been helping our church for years.
我们特别为黄师母跟她的家庭来祷告，求神安慰他们失去母亲的伤痛。
That's please keep them and their family in your heart in prayers because to comfort their sadness when they lost their loved one.
安息礼拜是定在10月14号星期五下午四点。
The memorial service is going to be at October the 14th, in the afternoon at four p.m.
Yeah, 是星期十四号。10月14号星期五下午四点，在西区中国教会举行。
It's on Friday afternoon, 4 o'clock, October the 14th. The service will be at the West Houston Church.
如果你要去探访黄师母，可以那天去参加这样的追思礼拜。
If you want to attend the service, yeah, you can go join there.
在结束前，我也要感谢教会每6年允许牧者有12周的安息年假。
Before we complete, I also want to thank our church that for every 6 years they give pastoral staff 12 weeks sabbaticals.
因为我们教会牧者有限。
Because we have limited working staff here.
所以12周我也只能切成每一次4周分3年来修完。
Even though it's 12 weeks, I can only cut it into like 1/3. So taking maybe 4 weeks every year.
我和师母今天晚上就会回亚洲去探望我们的父母和家人。
So tonight, me and my wife, Sister Feng Mei, will be flying back to Asia to visit our parents and our relatives.
我们的孩子跟我们的孙女我们都会在那边相遇。
Our children and our first granddaughter will also meet us there.
有将近4个礼拜的时间，师母和我不会在大家中间。
In the next 4 weeks, we will not be among you.
但是我们的心仍然与大家同在。
But our heart is still be with you.
在这段时间，请大家有任何事情，请跟我们教会的领袖来沟通。
So during this time, if you have any question or disagreement, please communicate with our leaders in our church.
我们英文堂的泰德牧师，他也会在我们中间。
So our English pastor, Ted, will also be among us.
他愿意继续帮助我们一直到十月底。
He is willing to continue to help us until the end of October.
我们也要特别的谢谢他。
We want to thank him specially.
让我们一同继续来借着今天的回应诗歌。
Now today, through our response song.
让我们每天都期待在爱中与耶稣来相遇。
Let us to meet with God face to face with love.